then 93.7 The River, classic rock redefined there with Steve Miller. Actually, that's just the River City's regular old classic rock. There's nothing refined about that one. It's the Dog and Joe Show on a Friday. We got more cash coming up. 35 minutes away, another $1,000. After Sunday, this dead squirrel, this 1,000-year-old dead squirrel on my face goes away because my Tom Brady rally beard will get shaved after the big game on Sunday. And it's coming off, and the only reason I've kept it this long is because, you know, players, they always do rally things. You know, they wear the same socks. They don't shower. They wear the same underwear. This right here is a Brady rally beard, and it stays on until the end of game day on Sunday.
You know what's going to be so funny about your Brady rally beard?
Yeah.
Is that if you've kept it this entire time because of your true just laziness and wanting to shave. It's not really a Brady rally. You can call it whatever you want, but the fact of the matter is you don't like shaving.
But here's the thing. I hate beards. Really do. Beards are ugly. They're awful. And it is wintertime.
For a man that hates beards so much, you sure can grow an impressive one.
It's gone. It is so gone. I'm just so sick of it. I'm touching it now, and it's actually getting length to it. I hate it.
You know what pisses me off about your beard? And the fact that you can grow such an amazingly wonderful beard, it makes me so angry because I love beards, and you've now, because you have one, you've made me want to grow one.
See, that's the other reason why I'm cutting it off, too, is because I started doing it. Now Joe's growing one, and I'm like, yuck.
Well, it looked great. I was like, hey, this beard looks really good. I'm going to grow one. Yeah. I like it with a little bit of gray in there. It makes it look distinguished. And I think a guy that's got a little gray in his beard looks way better than those guys that have the jet black beards that they... Clearly, you could tell they've died.
Yeah, but this is all gray.
So what?
I hate the fact that it...
You've earned every gray hair in that beard.
Oh, yeah. I built every one. I drank every beer and had every stress and whatever else caused the whisker to go.
Nothing to be ashamed about with gray hair. You put them there by a lifelong life of hard work.
Yeah. I don't care that it's gray, like the actual look. I look at it now and it's like, God, it does. It makes me look 1,000.
You need to grow just like a big Furby. I want to see how thick and just
it's
I can't
it's
believe
off.
The hair on your face that you're Sasquatchish.
So you should see my neck.
That's what I was gonna tell you. That's what pisses me off about your beard. You can grow such a lustrous beard on your face, but you get nothing on your neck.
Well, I shaved right here. I shaved down below the Adam apple.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, every now and again, I just cleaned it up because it was just getting full and coming out of my collar, and it looked rough.
That's where mine gets lustrous. I mean, I can't grow jack on my cheeks, but you get down around my neck, it looks like I've got a...
Well, you got to shave that part.
A dog wrapped around it.
Yeah.
So awful.
This is off on Sunday. It is gone. Absolutely gone. It comes off as soon as the final... award or ceremony happens, I go in and I'm going to shave it. Brrr, it's all gone.
The funniest thing is that if you've grown it, you're going to call it this Brady rally beard, and then he loses.
No, that's the thing. So that's the other thing, too, and I'm not going to make this bet. I thought about it, but win or lose, it comes off after the game.
It does.
But I am doing it for Tom Brady. It's a Tom Brady rally beard, so you better check out the pre-show if you want to see it, because this ugly gray thing that makes me look 9,000, it's done.
I don't think so. I don't think it makes you look old at all with it.
Dana, I mean, do beards make guys look just ugly and old? what does a 28-year-old little millennial think?
I'm not a fan of beards, but some men need a beard on their face.
So would you say Joe's one of those guys because of his chin balls?
Is Peter Griffin chin balls?
I do not have chin. My friend loves my beard.
Yeah, but...
Your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he say friend, Dana?
He said friend.
Are you talking about your girlfriend?
My...
Oh, Joe and his girlfriend sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Why? I don't even know why he's saying anything anymore.
Well, why don't you call her your girlfriend?
I just don't think... My girlfriend likes my beard.
Dana, did you hear that?
Oh, come on. Whether I said or I don't say it, it must be saying.
So, does Joe need a beard, in your opinion, to cover up? Because what Joe has is an unpronounced chin that kind of just runs right. He looks like Peter Griffin.
Do Here's I have chin I balls, Dana? I don't
think you have chin balls,
Thank
but
you.
This is the thing. I met Joe when he had a beard, so I prefer that look. And with your crazy, silly haircut, you need a beard to balance it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome about it is when I shave the top knot and then I got the beard down here.
See, that looks awful. You can't shave your head and then your beard stop at the sideburns of the top of your ear.
Want to bet? I've Googled a lot of images. I see how guys do it now. It ends right here at the ear line.
You're just going to look ridiculous
if
you do that.
That looks awful. Yeah. Awful. Another reason why mine's coming off. Dana, do you think mine makes me look 1,000?
No.
It doesn't. He doesn't look old with it, does
Not at all.
It's all gray.
So what?
I walk by and I look at the mirror. It's like, oh my God, I sometimes see my dad and I look 60.
You don't look 60.
Girls think that a beard on a guy looks better if there is gray in it. I swear to you.
No, don't they have that touch of gray stuff?
Well, I need a touch of color. Like, I need a touch of brown.
Yeah, then you could go around with that jet black. Here's the thing. When the guys put the touch of gray coloring in their beards, Dana, it either comes out so brown or so black that it doesn't even nowhere
it's
near
abnormal.
Match their hair.
No.
Or, I mean, you're just like, come on.
No,
why are you doing that?
I've always actually really liked gray hair. It doesn't bother me at all. So I think it's fine.
Girls like it. I'm telling you. It's like you've done something with your life. You got some gray in your hair.
Yeah, yeah. You're worried about where your son is. If your wife's whoring around on you, you drink too much whiskey, you got an a-hole boss. So all those things, yes, those are patches of honor.
Well, I don't know. This patch over here is cocaine. This one down here is probably acid.
Oh, my God,
all my heavy drug use, I think, is what gave me gray hair.
Yeah, but you just barely have a couple little sprigs.
I got some on my chin and some on my cheeks. That's about it. Yeah,
I don't think chicks dig it. You could say chicks do, but most women would say they don't like gray hair.
No, I promise you. If the girls will, I don't know, this is a crazy thing to have them call on, but if they would call up this morning and tell you, most girls,
no,
younger
don't.
Or not, will tell you that a guy looks better with a little bit of gray in his beard. I promise you.
Is that true, Dana?
Mm-hmm.
It is true. Women want a little gray.
Yeah, just think of all the actors that are great. George Clooney. Chicks dig George Clooney.
Yeah, but do they dig George Clooney because he's got gray hair in his beard or because he's George Clooney?
It is because he's George Clooney, but he is good looking and he has a really nice set of gray hair.
Okay, all right. Case in point. Perfect example. How many chicks say that David Letterman looks hot? Have you seen David Letterman's beard?
Pure gray. David Letterman is not hot.
Yeah, do chicks like that? Because that's one of the grayest, longest, most beefiest, burliest beards ever grown.
Well, his is white.
Yeah, he has no black in it anymore.
It's a Santa beard. That's different than, like, actual salt and pepper gray.
Chicks dig it, though.
Salt and pepper gray, bro, is the way to go, and I'm thankful for it because you can't get rid of it now. In about three to five more years, I'll look like you.
Dana, should I shave it off after they win? After New England wins, should it come off? She had to get a phone call.
No, it shouldn't
come off. If you are tired of it, definitely shave it.
Yeah, it's coming off. It's coming off. Is there someone here that wants to talk about it? Is it a woman?
I don't know. I just put them on hold.
See if you can get some length to it. I want to see it come down to about midsection on the chest.
That's awful. It's never, ever going to go past my Adam's apple. No way. That's ridiculous. People that grow those beards and they want to comb them, that's ridiculous.
I have a friend of mine that's, and I mean, she is a not millennial age. Well, she might be, but
she has a beard?
A pretty beautiful girl, and she's got a boyfriend with a beard goes down to his navel.
I've not seen
a beard like that on a man in this city in a long time. He's got a wonderful beard.
Two people get that pass to grow a beard like that, and they're in ZZ Top. That's it. If you're not in ZZ Top, you have no right to grow a beard that long.
This guy's beard rivals ZZ Top.
No, that
looks awesome.
I want to talk to Michael. Michael's not a chick, but he's been hanging. Michael, what's up?
Hey, dude, I'm saying, I got a little gray in my beard, and I have a few friends that have a little gray in the beard. The chicks dig it, man. If you trim it up and make it nice and neat.
See, mine's not even trimmed. I have done nothing to mine. I just let it grow.
That's why.
I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, trim it up, make it look nice, you know, kind of trim the stash and stuff like that, and the chicks dig it, dude.
Well, what about this? Dana, do chicks dig this? What if Dana, because I told Joe I was thinking about just taking the beard down, and I'm going to rock a big, long cowboy handlebar. Should I do that?
I remember the last time you did that.
Yeah, that was a pornography mustache.
There was really no gray in that one.
No, that thing was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is going to match your personality perfectly because you are a perv.
Oh, I think you're dirtbag. Yes.
No.
I'm going to grow up just a big old handlebar.
What did we grow those? Oh, Movember.
That was for Movember,
Yeah. That was great. That thing was, and I was trying to grow it too, and you just again put my mustache to shame. I looked like a porn star that couldn't even get out of the closet.
I mean, so this may be biased or whatever, but I'm so used to men always having gray hair because all the men in my family gray early. So to me, it's just natural. It doesn't bother me.
Does Kenny have gray hair yet?
He has some sneaky little ones, but
Kenny doesn't even have hair.
No, he does.
Uh-huh.
No, but, I mean on his face.
Well, he does. He still has, he has his little thin, goatee going on, and it's got touches of red. So those are going to turn gray at some point.
Well,
yeah.
You think he wants to? I could shave this off, Dana, and I'll sell it to him. I'll put it in like a baggie.
No,
and I'll bring it in. He can glue it on.
I don't want him with a full face of hair. I want him to shave it off. But
yeah,
they think someone shaved a skunk and put it in a baggie.
It's gone. After Sunday, it is done. Coming up, you got cash. 25 minutes away, plus your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show. Here comes Stevie Nicks.